Hi, everybody. I'm just going to share a little bit about what I do. This is just really some simple flyer of my organization and what we do. I think that should be enough. Yeah. So I'm from Singapore. I'm from the NGO, non-profit organization called Rich Community Services. So what I do is really focusing on young people, and I focus on their issues. I focus on the things that people want them to change. You know. So okay, my subject is really on one portion of the youth that I work with, which is the at-risk youth. Okay, so I work with a spectrum of youth from the low risk to the high, to the mid risk kind of youth. So today's sharing is really about one of the specific group of youth that I work with, and they are the ones who are being institutionalized. Okay, so they are the ones who are put into homes or like what Emma shared, removed from their family because of certain reasons, either going on in their own lives or because of things that's going on back in their families. So they are back into an institution for care, for rehab. Okay? So just a little bit about myself. I'm a social worker by training. That's my first training. And I've been doing social work since 13 years back. So then I started on taking on SF in 2008. So I took on SF therapy, SF and coaching. Yeah, so like you, I had quite a difficult time coping with cases, issues, families, and didn't quite know what I was doing until then I began to take on SF, and I realized that actually the problem isn't really that significant. Yeah, I don't have to always look at the problem, but I have to think about ways, in different ways and creative ways to approach it. So my approach has since then been just really using SF, and my interest is some of my personal interests, dragon boating, CrossFit and all. So this is important because in my work with young people, I bring myself into the room, I bring myself into the space. Many times, my experience is young people size you up very fast. Yeah, within a minute, they know and they can sniff you out whether you are really you or you are just a facade. So therefore, in my work and approach with young people, I am pretty much myself. They can connect with me at different times of the day. They can look at me in terms of social media. So that's how I really connect to them at the personal level. Pretty much not at the expert or professional kind of level. Yeah, so that's my belief and approach. Okay, so I'm just going to jump quickly in. One of the youths, this is a case study, okay? So, over here, David, okay, so I'm using him as a case study of an example of such a youth that I'm talking about, one that has been institutionalized. So David, 17 years old, got into a juvenile institution because of a crime committed, okay? So removed from home, sentenced to an institution. So what happened is that such a youth normally, okay, and this is a youth that we have worked with as well, removed from home, so placed into what we call the Singapore Boys Hostel, is a place where juveniles are rehabilitated, okay, over a period of time. So for him, he was there plus a probation sentence. So meaning after he is discharged from the home, he's still serving a probation order. Therefore, have to report to a probation officer every month, every week, depends on how situation progresses. Okay, and in such a situation, when he gets into an institution, he is the center of attention by the staff in the institution. He has also a probation officer from the Ministry of Government looking at his progress, reporting back to the court. Okay, and he also, at the same time, this is where we step in. Okay, so I'm from REACH, I'm not from the hostel or the institution, so I am actually coming in to fill in a gap. Okay, and the work of reintegration actually starts the moment the boy or the youth steps into that environment. And then what happened is that after the boy or the youth discharged, this is where we continue to work with the boy's life. So in this case, David, we continue to work with him in terms of his goals, education, discovering what he wants in life, what he wants for his future, and yeah. So my sharing or my approach, how SF has helped, is that normally in such a situation, people will tend to look at what needs to be fixed. And very typically in such an environment or institution, the government, authorities, counselors, teachers, parents, tends to have this idea that he is the problem, put him into a place to be fixed. And when he returns or when he comes out from that place, he's okay. And then he returns back to home. But we know that it doesn't work like that, and it's not so simple. So how we actually, SF has influence is the way of thinking, the way of approach. And because of my social work training as well, so I believe change happens, it can happen at a systems level. So I work with the home, I work with the probation, the ministry, the school, the family, the boy. Yeah, so this is how I use SF in the whole program design, where change happens in the process. Change doesn't happen only here. Yeah, but it has happened in the process, and it's my job to go in and to highlight, to amplify, to affirm what has taken place or what can take place. Okay, so I'm just going to share a pilot program that we actually did with a group of youths who were from the institution and were going to be discharged. So this program is actually a 9 months long program for 10 youths that we selected, because they are going to be discharged somewhere along in the early 2016 period. So this program happened, and I'm just going to share how it works and how we apply SF and ideas that is put into place. Okay, so we focus on four domains of intervention. Okay, these four are important because we don't just work with the individual. Okay, so we focus first on the family. Okay, we equip, we go into the family system. We look at how we can empower the family members and to equip them with skills to know how to do things differently. Something must have happened in the family, and that's why they, things got messed up. So our first focus is on the family. Okay, how can we help them to do things differently? So we have family sessions. That's the first focus. Second, we look at pro-social activities. Because in a youth life, we know that friends are the key thing. Okay, it's important. So, but sometimes the friends around them could have caused them trouble. So we look at how we could structure and put into place programs and activities that could build up the pro-social circle in their life. But pro-social versus anti-social. Okay, so this is the second area of focus that we look at. Third area that we look at is we look at life skills. We look at how to equip the young person in the process of coming out, in the process of discharging from the institution, how they could be equipped with skills that will help them to make the right decisions. Sometimes it's not that they don't know how, sometimes it's they know, but they have been distracted. And so how could we come in and equip? How could we come in and strengthen and increase the knowledge? The last one is we go in, we look at how could we solidify their concept and the meaning of life and purpose. Okay, so this builds into them not just about what they need to change into, what they should stop doing, but we go deeper into why is there this need? Yeah, who tells you so? Like, how does it personally make sense to you? So in these four areas, these are the different angles that we go in, we structure the program, and this is how at different parts SF can come in the questioning, in the approach, in the way that we look at the boy, in the way that we look at behaviors, in the way that we look at what is going on in this person's life. Okay, let me just backtrack. So this is what happened, and this is a rough profile of this the boys that is in this pilot program. So there are 10 youths, 10 of them, 15 to 19 years old. They have been in there for a year plus, staying in the institution. Okay, so they are still currently schooling, but they have all been there because of all these behaviors, gang fight, housebreaking, money lending. So they have been arrested, okay? So the first, some of the questions that you can and I can think about. A lot of interventions has already been done to focus on what they need to change. Okay, but how can we use a different lens, a different approach to look at how could we look at resources even in this kind of environment, with this kind of population? It is possible. Okay, so what I'm going to share next is we actually did a qualitative study. We went and interviewed these 10 youths. Okay, the youths who have been through this pilot program. I'm interested in what is actually from their perspective after going through all these things in their life, their perspective. What has been helpful? Okay, what has been helpful from the systems? What has been helpful from the counselors? What has been helpful from the significant others? I also went in to look at what are some of your needs. Okay, what can be really helpful for you, for a person like you? So understanding their point of view, getting into their world, and also to understand what are some of your challenges and difficulties in finding directions forward. So we actually conducted an interview in June 2016, after the pilot. Okay, if you are interested in assessing this this report, actually the QR code is here, but if you don't have a QR code scanner, I can always email it to you after the whole thing. Okay? So I'm just going to highlight some of the key highlights about this whole research, is that we are interested in the youth perspective of the system's rehabilitative efforts. Because we all know that the government does a lot. In my country, and I'm sure in your own country as well, they do pump in resources. But what does the youth think of it? How is it helpful? What are we doing that is helpful, and what can we build and tap on? Okay? And this really has implications on how we deliver, how we plan programs and services. So as I mentioned, I'm a social worker, so I work in an agency where we work with systems. So we do a lot of program planning, we do program evaluation. So this has a lot of implications on program planning, all right? Yeah. Okay, so these are the key things. The first question that we ask, how is life like in an institution? Okay, these are the key themes that came up. Very planned and structured, very restricted. A lot of activities are focused on academic. There's a lot of mentoring component in place. So therefore, as a result, what is it that you and I can tap on is for such a youth is there are a lot of stress and limitations for growth because everything is planned. So therefore, as a worker, what do they want to focus on? Because not everything is their choice. It's been forced down on them. Okay, there is increased discipline during this period of time. How can we build and continue to strengthen that? There is a change of mindset. Okay, when they step into the home, they have already felt being betrayed by some of their old friends. How could we reinforce that decision that they make to break ties? There is a lot of decision making happening in the whole process of staying in an institution. How can we help strengthen that? There is a lot of strong peer interdependency. So within that institution, they learn how to build with one another, learn from one another. So there is also a lot of good stuff that's going on inside. But how can you pinpoint and highlight those things? This is in an institution. So the other question was, how is life like after when they discharge? So these three teams came up. Okay, they learn how to cope with transitions. They learn how to look forward. They learn how to navigate through the numerous social system. So things that you and I can take note of, there is that fear of returning to old lifestyle. So this is a good thing, okay? But yet it is anxiety that if it's not addressed, they can really lead into go back to their old lifestyle. There is stress, okay, to cope with a lot of expectations. Being a good boy Sometimes being a bad boy and then trying to be a good boy is more difficult than being a bad boy. So the stress and that labeling effect is there. They have little confidence and they don't know how to cope with the freedom that's given to them. So I hope that this short research gives us an understanding that sometimes working with such high-risk population, we don't have to always look at what are all the bad stuff that's going on. We can look at what are the good stuff that can be actually happening in such an environment and situation. Okay, and this is one of the quote by one of the boys after being discharged, right? So, ranked in an 8 or 9 upon 10 upon living because of their life coach, probation officer. The work, the good work has been done. Yeah, so how can we continue on? Okay, so the last point I just want to make is in working with such high-risk population, as social work, social workers, we want to look at how we can approach it from people, public, and private. So as NGOs, we know that our clients, we need to look at their needs, we need to advocate for them, but how can we not just do it ourselves? How can we bring in the people, which means the community? How can we bring in the public? Okay, the public, which means the government. How can we bring in the private people in the corporate sector such that the issue is not just the boy's problem, the family's problem, the low income's problem, but it is an old issue that we can all work on and move towards finding a common goal. Okay, thank you so much, and I hope it's been helpful.
Thank you, sir. Time for some questions, maybe a couple of questions while we do the technical switch, is that okay?
So different ones would have different. So we kind of like touch on that through the individual sessions that we do. Individual sessions, yeah. One-on-one, yeah. So the whole pilot program is broken down into individual sessions, family, group work, and sports activities. So we use different components to target each domain. And the life skills part is focused on through group work. So we identify, based on the profile, 15 to 19 years old, certain commonalities or common issues were, you know, decision making, time management. Yeah, so it was really more customized as well. But it's good work, the methodology is good work, and one-to-one session.
Glad to be here.